Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with Danny Tarkanian, running for U.S. Senate against Dean Heller, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Sully Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Danny Tarkanian. He is running for United States Senate in a primary with Dean Heller. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Well, thanks, Sam. Thanks for having me back.
One of the things that you've been very strong on in your campaign so far is pointing out the differences between you and Dean Heller regarding Donald Trump, and that you are totally for 100% Donald Trump and his mission. And I was curious to get your response to what happened in Charlottesville and the president's positions over the last couple of days.
Well, first of all, let's make it clear. I said I fully support our president, President Trump, and his America First policies. I believe we have an opportunity here in our country to make some great, great changes here because we have a president who has the courage and the conviction to fight for things nobody else would do to change Washington, D.C. We need people in the Senate and in Congress who are going to support those policies. And I mentioned how Dean Heller was one of the first never-Trumpers here in the state of Nevada and actually helped Hillary Clinton win the state of Nevada. Now, I think it's very difficult for anybody as a registered Republican to think Hillary Clinton would have been a better president than Donald Trump is, particularly when you're looking at just the policy positions. The issues that most of the national media is focusing on with President Trump is his personal behavior, which I certainly don't agree with his style and some of the things he does. But look at what he's trying to accomplish, his policy positions, and I fully support those positions. Now, again, we're going to talk about some of his statements with Charlottesville. I'd love to talk about that one in an open and honest discussion if we got some time to do so.
Absolutely, go ahead, sir. You have it all, sir.
What happened on Saturday? President Trump immediately came out and he stated that he condemned in unequivocal terms these people that committed this violence and such and such. Well, if the white supremacists and KKK and the others were there, and they're the ones who were at the rally committing those violent acts, he obviously was referring to them. I mean, any reasonable person would understand that. So then on Sunday, he gets blistered by the national media saying, well, he didn't specifically name the white supremacists and the KKK. So a spokesperson comes out and says, of course he meant that. They're the ones that were there that were marching and rioting and were involved in the fighting. Now, why would you expect President Trump to leave his family, leave whatever he's doing church-wise, and make another statement clarifying it on a Sunday? He had a spokesperson do it. Then on Monday, he comes out and he says very clearly, I condemn the white supremacists and so forth. And then you think that'd be the end of it. He made it very, very clear that's the case. So then he has a press conference on Tuesday. And, let me just make this comparison. Now, if you look at the mainstream media has criticized President Trump on virtually everything he's done. And they lose credibility, all credibility, when they criticize him for things that aren't accurate or fair. President Obama never criticized Black Lives Matter when they chanted through the streets, death to the police officers, when do we want it now? And then two police officers were killed in New York, five in Dallas. My mother, who is a very, she's a city councilman, she's a Democrat, she says she watched the tape of President Obama's statements after the five killings of police officers in Dallas, and it wasn't nearly as tough as what President Trump said after the Charlottesville deal. If you want to be fair, you got to hold the people, both sides, accountable for the same actions. You never saw President Obama go after the rioters in Ferguson or Baltimore. And it's just that they're going after Trump for any way they can. So then you get to the press conference on Tuesday. President Trump talks about a very, very important policy position, one that both sides should agree upon. We need to improve and rebuild our infrastructure. President Eisenhower spent a lot of money in the 1950s to create the greatest infrastructure in the whole country, and the United States became the world economic powers. Trump realizes that our infrastructure has fallen apart. We need to rebuild it, and he gives a really great press conference talk about how he's going to do that. First question out about Charlottesville. Then Trump twice during the press conference says, does anybody have a question about the infrastructure? They won't even ask him a question. Now, the problem with President Trump is he can't leave things alone. They would question him on it. He should have just said, hey, this is about the infrastructure, and walked away. But instead, he got into verbal altercation with people that, again, I think were very clearly misleading his statements on Charlottesville.
Danny, this is Ray Hager.
Hi, Ray.
Good to hear you. Danny, do you think that Trump's statements on Tuesday, do you think that emboldened white supremacists or neo-Nazis at all?
I'm not sure. And I read that in the Main Street meeting. I'm not sure what he said. I watched the whole press conference. That would have emboldened them. He said they were at fault. He said he condemned them. In fact, you got to take all the statements he said combined from Saturday to Sunday with the spokesperson on Monday, and then put into context what happened Tuesday. He said he holds them responsible, but he said other people that were there that were also part of the confrontation had was part of the problem also. Now, I see the Main Street media saying, well, Trump said they're both equally responsible. I watched the whole press conference. I never heard the words equally. I don't know where they came from. He said they're both responsible, and they are both responsible. Most of us, when we were raised, our parents said, hey, don't get in fights, you know, walk away if you can. If you participate in these type of activities, you're wrong. Well, both sides participate, and they're both wrong. Now, maybe the white supremacist group who started the rally and came there with all the military equipment and outfits and stuff, they were at fault. But it doesn't mean the other side isn't at fault, too.
Okay.
You know, you raised the question of the media and the media jumping on the president. The president declared the media at the beginning of his term being the enemy of the people. Now, you know, you and I have done many, many interviews over the years, and you've always made yourself available to the media. I've never, ever heard you respond that way to the media. Do you agree with, you know, or disagree, rather, with the president's stance on the media?
I believe President Trump said the fake media is the enemy of the people. He did not say the Main Street media and the media that was doing it. I come from a family that's been around the media a long time, and I don't think there's too many people, certainly President Trump is one of them, but too many others that had worse things said about him in the media than my father did. I understand, as my father did, that this was part of being in the public eye. You have to take the negative comments with them, and you deal with the media. You don't attack them. President Trump has a different way of acting than most anybody would, and he won the presidency by doing that. That's not necessarily saying I would agree with those actions or would it work with me, but that's his style, and as I said, I it's a different style than I would have.
All right, let's take a break. More with Danny Tarkanian. He's here for the whole show right after this.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with candidate for U.S. Senate, Danny Tarkanian.
Danny, you are a staunch backer of the policies and of President Trump. Where Dean Heller, your opponent in the GOP primary for U.S. Senate, has not always been on board with President Trump. So do you think your GOP primary battle with Dean Heller could be set up as a referendum on the Trump presidency?
Well, the fact that Dean Heller was one of the first never Trumpers and certainly one of the most influential, being the senior senator from Nevada and costing Nevada the race for the presidency, I think that puts him in a very, very bad light with President Trump's supporters. But more so than his policies, where he's against that he's voted against President Trump, there's a few of them. The most notable is the health care bill, where he voted to repeal it in 2015 and then voted against it in 2017 when Trump would do it. What I hear from the people of Nevada and what I think is the biggest problem with the politicians today and why they have the lowest approval rating, even lower than President Trump and the media and so forth, is that, and I hear this all the time, they're tired of politicians who say one thing when they're running for office and then do the exact opposite once they're elected. And Dean Heller has done that over and over again. He did that, as I just mentioned, in the health care bill. He did it with Planned Parenthood. He said he wanted to stop, he would stop federal funding to Planned Parenthood, and then he was in front of a very wild crowd, town hall, and they questioned about it, and he said, hey, I don't have a problem with Planned Parenthood. I'll protect their funding. And they're running millions of dollars of ads. Planned Parenthood showing that. He said he was against illegal immigration, and then he's a gang of eight leading the fight for citizenship for illegal immigrants. These are just a few examples. People are sick and tired of politicians who don't stand by their convictions and do what they say. Look, and I've taken some losses in my career. I call them temporary setbacks. Dean Heller ridicules them. But one thing I'm proud of, I stand by my convictions. I fight for my convictions. I articulate those convictions. And you don't see me going, being wishy-washy just so I can get elected or just so I can make favor with a certain group of people.
One of the things that Dean Heller has been talking about in terms of repeal and replace of Obamacare is turning it into block grants back to the states. How do you feel about that?
I'm all in favor of the states having more influence with virtually every policy in our country except foreign policy and national security. But look at the problem. Dean Heller just doesn't understand the problem with the health care, the Obamacare bill and our current health care system. He keeps talking, we don't have enough money we're spending on Medicaid. Now, first of all, and he keeps saying it's a cut to Medicaid. He was on the radio in Las Vegas the other day saying there is a cut to the Medicaid funding under the Senate bill, and that just isn't the case. The Senate bill increased the funding $300 billion. It didn't cut it. The problem with our health care system is the cost of the health care. And the cost of the health care is so high because we keep limiting the people providing the health care service. We take it away from the free market principles. We have now, I saw President Governor Sandoval announce proudly that we have one health care provider in the 14 counties here in Nevada, but there's no competition with them to drive the prices down. We have two in the other three major counties here in Nevada. There's very little competition. That's why the prices are going up. And the second thing we should be doing is having people who have buy insurance have some type of skin in the game, so when they utilize their health insurance, they look for the best pricing along with the best service. Right now, they have their health insurance, and they just go and spend it without having to concern what it costs because it's covered by their insurance. They need to have some type of skin in the game where they decide what's best or not best. You start doing that, and you bring back the market principles here in the healthcare system, you're going to see the costs go down. The problem with the healthcare system here in our country and in Nevada is what it's doing to the middle-class, hardworking Americans that don't get federal subsidies and don't have the extra money that the real wealthy people have and the tax exemptions and deductions they have. The hardworking Americans that can't pay their mortgage right now are seeing their premiums, like my family's, increase 300%. Our deductibles went up 500%. Our copay, my son had a stroke 2 years ago. He has to see a neurologist four times a year. Our copay is up to $150 every time they go in there. That's a 400% increase. My health insurance is almost twice what I pay for my principal in my mortgage, and that's the problem with health care.
And how would you like to see this fixed? I mean, do you want to see repeal without replacement, or do you want to see everything done at once? And if so, what would you actually like to see in terms of health care?
I think we need to have – I would love to see it repealed and replaced with something that works, that brings down the cost.
And what would that be?
Well, we talked about some of them. We have to get back to a market-based product where you have more people out there competing. And this has been mentioned a lot of times. Allow insurance companies to compete across state lines. Allow people to purchase whatever insurance they want, not be forced to purchase insurance they don't want. Allow people to have health savings accounts where they can put money into their that's deductible from their work, and then take that health savings account and pick and choose which health insurance they want. People that buy the insurance individually should have the same deduction employers get when they pay for their insurance for employees. There's no reason to have double charge. And finally, we also need to make sure that people are out looking and comparing what the costs are and the benefit they're getting from the health insurance, where they have some type of skin in the game, where they got to pay for something when they go into these places and get the treatment, where it's not just hey, everything's going to be covered by my insurance. We got to get back to the market principles, in my opinion. We haven't done it. Wasn't that way before Obamacare? Obamacare's made it worse. Heller's skinny repeal would have made it even worse. It's going away from what the healthcare system needs, and that's to create more competition and more in the health insurance being more personalized.
Let me ask you this: what about pre-existing conditions? Do you think
Absolutely. They should not. People should not be penalized for pre-existing conditions that are no fault of their own, and there should be some type of program that can cover that. I don't understand why we can't just have a national risk pool. And you look how much money we're spending on Obamacare right now, trillions of dollars. In addition to that, the middle class is seeing their premiums and deductibles go up, like I mentioned. Why can't we just take a certain amount of money, create a risk pool for people who have pre-existing conditions and have them fall under that?
All right, let's take a break. More with Danny Tarkanian running for U.S. Senate right after this.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Danny Tarkanian. He is running in the Republican primary against Dean Heller for U.S. Senate.
Danny, you know, President Trump has criticized Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for the failure of the Senate health care bill and has suggested he may encourage him to resign. When asked by reporters whether McConnell should resign, Trump said to wait and see if he could get the repeal in place done. Trump was quoted as saying, quote, ask me then, do you think Mitch McConnell should resign as Senate Majority Leader if he can't get a health care bill through?
Look, I think the senators in that have been elected by each of their states should pick who their leaders are, and right now they've picked Senator McConnell. Do I blame him for not getting the bill passed? I do not. I think it's a very difficult process, and that you have people that, as I mentioned, promise one thing when they're running for office and do the complete opposite. There were six senators who voted to repeal Obamacare in 2015 when they knew Obama would veto it, and then you have those six senators vote against the repeal in 2017, the same exact bill. I don't believe that's Senator McConnell's fault that happened. I blame those six senators, including Dean Heller, who was one of them.
Let me ask you this. You know, it would seem very obvious at a point where Dean Heller has been significantly weakened because of his changing positions and his lack of support for President Trump in a lot of cases, that the base, which is likely to turn out in 2018 in a non-presidential year, would likely favor you. But the concern, I would think, on your team's part is that if you win the primary, you are then going to hit the juggernaut, which is going to be the Jackie Rosen campaign. You know, and then it'll be a referendum on the president.
No, what it's going to be, first of all, Dean Heller can't win a general election. He absolutely can't win a general election because he's not going to get a certain amount of the Republican base to vote for him under any circumstances. You saw that happen to Joe Heck in his race. Dean's even worse off than that. So, first of all, he's never going to win a general election. I'm in a perfect position to beat Jackie Rosen. She beat me by 1% in the 2016 presidential election, when the Democrats spent more money in my race than any race in the country, and they used it on ads that defamed my character. Now, a lot of people would walk away from that and move on. I won a defamation lawsuit on the exact same allegations in 2009. Jackie Rosen decided to use them again. I sued her, and the judge in the case had stated in the hearing that her statement, he didn't believe her statements were true. They were substantially similar to the ones that were already ruled defamatory. She knew about the court case, so we had a good chance of showing malice, and we had a probability of success on the merits. We're going to use that against Jackie Rosen because that's what my opponents have used against me. They use these smear lies, deceitful tactics that I fought for. You know, Dean Heller criticized me on the radio down south just a few days ago because he says I sue people when I lose. I sue people when they lie about me, defame me, and say things they know aren't true, and I've won in both of my cases so far. I think that's going to be a main a point that we can use against Jackie Rosen in the general election.
Expect to get damages in that case with Jackie Rosen?
Absolutely. I mean, we still got to go to trial and go through that, but the judge who heard the motion to dismiss, I mean, the words are almost exactly the same as what was used in 2009. Almost virtually. It's like maybe the consultant took the same language out of it. Look, Dean Heller's campaign consultant, Mike Slanker, he ran Roberson's campaign against me in 2016. They outspent me 4-1. They said the same type of these allegations, just deceitful, lying, disgusting statements, and I still beat them by 8%. Dean Heller's going to do the same thing. He can't run on his record. He can't run on what he's done, so they're going to get down and dirty with me again, and we're going to fight back. I'm not going to back down again and let people tear down my character when I've already been proven these statements are false and defamatory by one court already and a judge in the second.
Quick yes or no. Will you debate Dean Heller on Nevada Newsmakers?
Absolutely.
Love it. Okay. Thank you so much, Danny. Looking forward to talking to you many times on the campaign trail. We'll be right back.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
On our next broadcast, Washoe County Commissioner Marsha Birkbeigler. We'll see you then.